Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Today we're here with Carrie Oberbrunner on the Retire with Purpose podcast. And you know, typically I would kind of give my little overview of who Carrie is. However, you know, I just got done reading here a few weeks ago, Day Job to Dream Job. And Carrie did just such a great job of writing the book itself. He actually put a great bio of himself in the back of this. And I wouldn't normally just read something, whether it's on TV or we're doing a podcast, whatever it might be. But you know what, Carrie, I've got to read your bio. So I'm going to read this passage from the book. Carrie Oberbrunner left his day job to pursue his dream job, igniting souls. Through his writing, speaking, and coaching, he has helped individuals and organizations clarify who they are, why they are here, and where they should invest their time and energy. Carrie struggled to find his own distinct voice and passion. As a young man, he suffered from severe stuttering, depression, and self-injury. Today, a transformed man, Carrie invests his time helping others achieve their true potential. He is the founder of Redeem the Day, which serves the business community, and Igniting Souls, which serves the nonprofit community. The author of several books, he has earned his Dr. Oberbrunner. He earned his doctorate in transformational leadership. Carrie also serves as a founding partner on the John Maxwell team, huge fan. And also he says he and his wife, Kelly, are blessed with three amazing children. So Carrie, with that, I welcome you to the show.
Hey, listen, I'm excited to be here. Love this concept of what we're talking about today. And I dressed up just for the interview today.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, if you're just listening, if you're not on our YouTube channel and watching the video interview here with Carrie, you might just be in your car listening to the podcast. You wouldn't realize that he's sitting here in true deep dream jobber fashion in a gray t-shirt.
That's right.
And drinking his kombucha. And that was how we tuned in together. We just kicked off this a few minutes ago and Carrie pops on the t-shirt. I said, wow, you really live it, don't you? And
well, listen, this topic is so important because 86% of the population right now are not happy with where they're at. In fact, they're saying to themselves, I really wish I was in a different context. I wish I was in a different venue. I wish I had a different job. I wish I could retire, but I feel trapped and therefore I can't. And listen, Casey, as we talk about the feeling of trapped, what that really means is those are prison-like conditions. And you know, as a reader of the book, that I actually use the metaphor of Shawshank Redemption to talk about this 86% of the population of whom I used to be, where I felt imprisoned in my day job. And let me tell you that that is no way to live your life.
Well, and you know, when we first started talking right before we got started with our recording here, you know, Carrie's, I could kind of see it, you know, and I felt this with a couple of different people I've interviewed over time where they go, what am I going to talk about? Retirement? You know, I hate retirement. I interviewed a business owner and he said, I hate retirement. What am I doing here? And, you know, and you're talking about, well, how do I quit my day job and start my dream job? And I had to share, you know, most of the people we're working with are in that demographic of, you know, 60 to 65, and most of our listeners are, you know, 45 to 75, either they're in retirement, they're starting to think about retirement, and more of the people we're working with are transitioning from a day job into their dream job.
Yeah.
And for people like you and I that just love what we do, we're not too concerned with retirement. We're not thinking, well, yeah, I can't wait to get to 65 so that I could get on Medicare and I got Social Security and then I can live the dream. It's, well, why don't we start living the dream today? And I'm finding more and more people I'm working with that are transitioning into a dream job, and we're helping them establish their finances in such a way that allow them to truly live their dream and do it risk-free. You're helping a lot of people do this that are maybe in their 30s or 40s transitioning into a dream job, kind of what I might call a purpose-based retirement, right? They're stepping into something they absolutely love, and that is real scary, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, at the age of 35, just so people know a little bit of my quick story, at the age of 35, serving in a nonprofit organization, I was tapped by the senior leadership and told, look, we see you as the future leader of this organization. And, you know, there's no secrets here. I mean, it was a nonprofit organization with over 1,000 members. And it's a great honor to be tapped. But in that organization, here's the crazy thing. It's, hey, we pick you as the successor, but you're not going to assume the role for 10 years because the founder needs to use his transition plan to transition out. So think about that, Casey. Here I am, dad of three, young ones, under six, three under six, believe it or not, did my doctorate, studied for this. This was like the dream, and I feel like it's totally wrong. Like, I'm not supposed to spend the next 10 years of my life sitting on the bench, which, let's face it, some of your listeners right now, maybe they're sitting on the bench because they know if they retire today, they would lose a whole pile of money that would come to them in 3-4 years. And so they feel like they're clinging on just to essentially go to jail every day so that they can collect more money. But here's the interesting thing. Just 2 days ago, a gentleman named Doug, who's 63, suddenly says to me, "Cary, today I've decided to retire." And I'm like, "Why, Doug?" He said, "Because I just got a prostate cancer diagnosis." So see, isn't that interesting, Casey, how it sometimes takes life to wake us up and we get a diagnosis and then suddenly it's like, no, I'm retiring yesterday. And then we feel like we got to live our lives when in reality, we needed to get kicked out of the nest. Have you seen this to be true as you talk to people as well?
Well, I think one of the things you said really struck me. I had to highlight it and circle it. You said professional prostitution.
Ooh, that was strong. Oh, I got a little bit of heat when I said that.
Yeah, that was so good because, I mean, so many, as you said, I've got one of my best friends that his dad, was getting ready to step into retirement. Okay. You know, he turned 65 and he's going to retire when he's 65. And then they give him, the CEO loses his job, you know, and now they're like, "Wait, we want you to be the CEO. We're going to double your compensation. And not only we're going to give you this great compensation package, but you're going to be running the organization. You've got this great title." And so many times we're doing that for the title or for the compensation, and they didn't need the money, right? They didn't need the money. And they wanted to retire, but now they couldn't. They felt trapped, right? They're in jail. And I think that was, you know, why you talked so much about Shawshank Redemption and the movie, The Shawshank Redemption, in the book. I mean, that was a constant theme throughout the book. And I think you actually wrote Day Job to Dream Job while you sat in Shawshank Prison. Is that right? Right.
Well, I actually sat in Andy Dufresne, played by Tim Robbins, his cell that he went into solitary confinement after playing the music on the loudspeakers, the opera music, so that the prisoners could feel freedom. And then he got put in the solitary confinement. That's actually where I wrote the book. And I'll tell you why I wrote it, because I was...
How, you say you wrote the book there. How much time did you actually spend in that?
I made a few trips.
This isn't
a
small book.
I made a few trips there. And little did I know that the Ohio State Reformatory, because I didn't grow up in Ohio, it's 90 minutes from my house. Okay, so I didn't know that. But here I am watching this movie, and then all of a sudden I Google it, and I thought it was in Massachusetts or something. Like, you know, why is that awesome place in Ohio? Because Ohio's
an awesome place.
Yeah. But anyway, I look it up. Sure enough, it's there. And I literally explained to the staff there the vision of the book. And the vision of the book is that you go from prison to plan to payoff. Okay, so you go from prison, Shawshank, to plan, which is the book, Day Job to Dream Job, to your payoff. So it's like Zihuatanejo, if you know the movie. At the end of the movie, Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins have this reuniting in Zihuatanejo after they get
Mexico,
out
of Mexico, right?
Right? Because Tim Robbins wanted.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.